Birds by Jim Harrison from Dead Man's Float, published in 2016. I'm going to read it for you twice. The birds are flying around frantically in the thunderstorm that just began, the first in weeks and weeks. They are enjoying themselves. I think I'll join them. The birds are flying around frantically in the thunderstorm that just began, the first in weeks and weeks. They are enjoying themselves. I think I'll join them. Big shout out to the thunderstorm that woke me up at 6 a.m. Not mad about it. Love a thunderstorm. Love any kind of thunderstorm. Love any kind of storm, really. There's something cleansing about it. Not the first person to say that, and I won't be the last person to say that. There's some universal truth and beauty in calamity. What a great word too, calamity. Sorry if I'm seem a little bit out of it. I haven't done my meditation quite yet. I thought about this poem pretty much immediately and wanted to record it right away for you. The birds are flying around frantically in the thunderstorm that just began. The first in weeks and weeks. They are enjoying themselves. I think I'll join them. I'm not sure if the birds enjoyed the thunderstorm as much as I did this morning, but the sparrows certainly seem to be enjoying the weather now that the storm has cleared. What animals do you like to watch enjoying themselves? What are they doing? What kind of weather is it? This might be kind of a bizarre question, but I really love watching the little sparrows beep and cheep loudly at the neighbor's cats when they're on the front porch, or the squirrels who dig up my yard to shreds, but they're hilarious. They make me laugh, and I love how industrious they are. Maybe I will channel some bird or squirrel energy today. I have ADHD, so I should probably channel less squirrel energy. That might be more beneficial for everyone involved. But, oh, and there goes a seagull. Speak of the devil, there's the ADHD right there. Anyway, reeling it back this morning. Not sure if you can hear the clacking in the background, but Libby's at her TV pooping things. So yeah, thunderstorms. Birds, animals enjoying themselves. How can you enjoy yourself in that really natural way, for lack of a better word, that bone deep pull to experience nature at its fullest and most frantic's not the right word. That's the word that he used, but potent, a potent experience of nature. Maybe that's what I'm searching for today. No doubt that humidity will slap me in the face as soon as I go outside to go to a dentist appointment. Woohoo! Clean teeth. I also wanted to follow up on sandwiches. Last night on a walk, Justin informed me that I should be a sandwich connoisseur because I watch at least 3 YouTube videos a week from a guy who makes sandwiches, and I should know better at this point in time, which is truly fair. If you like D&D and you haven't seen Roll for Sandwich, please do a YouTube search for it or a TikTok search. He rolls dice. There's a random like table, and he makes sandwiches based on what the dice tell him to do. Some of the sandwiches are great. Some of the sandwiches are less great. It's always a good time. Actually, for me, it's always a good time. For him, it's not always a good time. But, you know, that's the way YouTube works, I guess. Anyway, I clearly need to meditate and get my shit together this morning. All this to say thank you once again for letting me ramble into your ear holes this morning. I love you all so much. Please wear your sunscreen. Drink lots of water. Make sure you're getting electrolytes if you're out there running around. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you once more, and I love you once more. And I will talk to you tomorrow when we do this whole thing over again. All right, bye.